Though the applicant for the Treasure Hill development hasn't formally asked for a decision, which would give the Park City Planning Commission 45 days to make a decision, the applicant did ask the commission to make a judgment either way in December for a conditional use permit. With time running out, Planning Commission Chair Adam Strawn directed staff to schedule a special meeting Wednesday to give the commission and staff more time to cover all their bases. The applicant has delivered the last of their plans to staff, and Planning Director Bruce Erickson says the applicant has changed the mitigation plans for the excavated material.
Right now, we're concentrating on the change to the excavation and placement of fill on the mountainside and what we're calling the new hill. Previously, the applicant was, in effect, taking the excavated materials and placing it on existing ski runs. And while you'd notice the change in skiability of the runs, because they'd be wider and they wouldn't have two directions of downhill on them, which is a double fall line, the normal person wouldn't recognize the change. Now, placing the new hill on the top of the Treasure Ridge is changing a lot of things, not the least of which is it's kind of obscuring a natural feature, which is Upper Creel Gulch.
The Creel Ski Run was created by placing some fill in the drainages to get proper width at the bottom of the ski run. Erickson says that's a normal practice, but that's not their concern.
There could be as much as 20 or so feet of fill already in Creel Gulch that needs to be removed because it wasn't engineered when it was placed in there originally. And then you're going to add all this additional weight to it when you pile up the dirt. So the hill is roughly 40 to 50 feet above the finished grade of new Creel, but the total depth from existing grade to the top of the hill is on the order of 140 feet.
Erickson says the new hill the applicant wants to create is in what was originally their secondary fill location, but it is now turning into their primary fill. The city anticipates large numbers for Wednesday's meeting, but even so, Erickson says they're not changing the location for Wednesday's meeting.
It's going to be a heavy discussion night for the Planning Commission, but we still need to accommodate all the technology that we need to have so that everything's on the record, everything's recorded, we can broadcast live. So we're kind of hesitant to leave City Hall in order to implement all that additional technology or provide additional space. But we are planning now to be at the Santee Auditorium on the 13th, and the Public Affairs Officer, Linda Jager, and I are working on how we get the technology over there like we did in our first couple of meetings.
This will be the last opportunity for public comment regarding the CUP application for the applicant. The meeting begins at 5:30 p.m. in the council chambers. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.